From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Name a few musicians who've sold more than 100 million albums. Elvis? Yeah, sure. The Beatles? Absolutely. Here's one to add to your list. A.R. Rahman. Rahman composed the music for more than 130 films in India. And yes, he has sold over 100 million records worldwide. But here in America, many are hearing his music for the first time in the smash hit film Slumdog Millionaire. This is a song called Jai Ho from A.R. Rahman's score to Slumdog Millionaire. He's already picked up a Golden Globe for his work, and he's up for 3 Oscars next month. A.R. Rahman joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
This film has taken everyone in America by surprise with its success. How about you? Are you surprised to be winning major awards here in the United States?
It's a big surprise. I think I never even thought about awards when I did this movie. It was just, I just wanted to get away from what I was doing and I just wanted to have fun.
Well, when I think about this music and what you've done with it, all the hooks in it, I mean, it grabs me in so many ways. It's impossible to sit still.
I was very clear that nobody would understand most of the lyrics in Hindi, so I need to have certain kind of syllables which would attract any audience and they could sing. So Jai Ho also came in that way. It means be victorious. It's like a blessing. And it also could be pronounced very easily where any audience could sing that.
A little background from you. You sort of came of age, I guess, with the whole curve of Bollywood music, haven't you?
My first movie, which I did in 91, called Roja, was the turning point in my musical career.
How old were you then?
I was, I think, 23, 24 or something. Mm-hmm. And that got me a national award, and which was really surprised at that time that usually national award comes to people who are really old and about to die. And so people said that, don't you think that it's too early for you and don't you think that you lose your motivation in life? So I think music, in my opinion, is not about motivation in a way. It's not a running race. It's art. And my whole philosophy of music is different. It's almost like cooking and serving to people, seeing them smile and enjoying the food in a way.
Well, you talked a moment ago about wanting to sort of almost like cook for people, and you're known for combining these wonderful eclectic forms of music, reggae, Brazilian drumming. Did you feel you wanted to deliberately expand upon traditional styles?
No, at the time when I was composing, it was all very regional and folk and classical, Indian classical. So young kids were listening to other stuff, which they love, like, you know, Western bands or Arabic stuff or stuff, and then they were neglecting film music. So since I was doing a film, I said, why can't film music have this? It'd be cool for me to listen to in the car. And I didn't want to do movies. I just wanted to do that one movie and get out. So it started like a joke and it became like a bread and butter.
I wanted to ask you, A.R. Rahman, Bollywood is known for churning out movies, and you have been a pillar for the Indian film industry. You've scored dozens and dozens of films. Do you work very quickly?
In India, I'm the slowest compared to other composers. Like, some of the composers have done 30 movies, 25 movies a year. And when I came and I started doing a movie for 6 months, and people said, this guy won't survive, he's too slow for the industry. So, but I wanted to enjoy my process here.
I'd like to talk about directors. What was your approach with Danny Boyle on Slumdog? Would he show you the rushes each day, or did he say, here's the script, score me something that shows, you know, the principal actor trying to answer a question? How does that collaboration work?
Yeah, what happened was, he sent me the script on email before, but I couldn't read it. And when I met him, he had a copy of the DVD, a very basic cut. And I took it home and watched it, and I was really excited. I thought it was a fabulous movie. Then I started sending him ideas on email, and he would respond to it, like, I like number one and number three, number four, so things like that. Every day he would meet for an hour, like from 7 to 8 in the evening after he finished editing. And then like that, 2 weeks we worked and we finished the whole score.
In 2 weeks?
The whole thing was done in probably 2-3 weeks, yeah.
Wow. Are there any other cuts on this CD that you'd like to talk about?
There's one song called Mausam and Escape, which is... there's a sitar player, and sitar for me is could get very sad when they play. But here, it's a completely, radically different use, and I really love the track.
Did you have two sitars, or were you layering it somehow, or what's going on here? What am I hearing?
Some of them are layered, actually. So that's almost like the pulse which keeps going on, and that's why we didn't use the traditional, you know, tambourines and all the stuff.
This seems like a studio-created piece. You couldn't do this live, could you?
We could do it with a lot of electronic loops and stuff, but yeah. Most of my shows are like with 70-80 people on stage.
Yeah.
Since I do film repertoire stuff, it varies. Like sometimes I have this whole string section, and we have this dance, like 20 dancers on stage, and all kinds of ethnic instruments, and 12 to 18 singers coming, all superstar singers from India.
Well, as I mentioned, you've collected 3 Oscar nominations, and 2 of them are for Best Song. At the Academy Awards ceremony in 3 weeks, are you going to get 70 people up on stage performing some of your music?
No, I don't think I can afford that.
How about you? Will you be up on stage performing?
Well, I think they're still a bit unsure about what is going to happen because of various reasons. So we'll be informed very soon.
I can't imagine they're going to turn you down. A.R. Rahman composed the score to Slumdog Millionaire, and he joined us from the studios of NPR West. Mr. Rahman, congratulations. Truly, it's fantastic to talk to you, and we wish you very good luck on the Oscars.
Thank you.
To hear more of A.R. Rahman's work, go to the music section of our website at npr.org. And tomorrow morning, on Weekend Edition, Leanne Hansen talks with the star of Slumdog Millionaire, 18-year-old Dev Patel. Now, it may surprise you, but he told Leanne that he had no idea what Mumbai was really like until he went there to work on the movie and stepped off the plane.
Bang, you're hit by this wall of heat, and your clothes become sweaty all of a sudden, and the air smells different. It's got this smell of sweat to it because there's so many people around.
That's Slumdog Millionaire's Dev Patel, tomorrow morning on Weekend Edition Sunday.